The technical team attached to the joint UN Arab League Special Envoy is scheduled to arrive in Syria Sunday. Kofi Annan says they will follow up on peace talks he began last week with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad as well as opposition leaders. After he sees sufficient progress, Mr. Annan says he will return to the region.
And as long as you believe the discussions and the talks you are having are meaningful, I think you should continue. If you come to the conclusion or make the judgment that it's waste of time or one side is playing for time, you will draw the consequences and take appropriate action.
Syria's ambassador to the UN, Bashar Jafri, said his country is willing to work with the joint UN Arab League Special Envoy and his mission.
Mr. Kofi Annan assured the members of the Security Council that the Syrian government is engaged with him, positively speaking, in order to make his mission a successful one. I would like to assure you on behalf of my government that Syria is committed to making Mr. Annan's mission successful.
Mr. Jafri sat in on a closed-door Security Council briefing by Mr. Annan, which was telecast from Geneva. The joint envoy told members it was essential they speak with one voice. Russia and China had vetoed two previous Security Council resolutions on Syria. The UK ambassador to the UN, Mark Lyle Grant, who is the current council president, said members are mulling another resolution that supports Mr. Annan.
As president of the Security Council, I can say that all members of the Security Council pledged their full support and agreed that a united message from the Security Council would help his mission. In my national capacity, I can say that consultations continue on that issue.
The Syrian uprising has gone on now for a year, and the UN estimates more than 7,500 people have been killed there. Mr. Annan warns that it could spill over.
Crisis can have serious impact for the whole region if it's not handled effectively.
While Mr. Annan's team is scheduled to arrive in Syria Sunday, UN humanitarian agencies are also scheduled to be in the country to assess the needs of those hardest hit by the violence. Julie Walker, United Nations.